Two men entered a makeshift ring under the deck. One left victorious. The other usually picked themselves up, or their own recently relocated teeth. What I wanted to know was, who were the two sailors about to be duking it out, and more importantly, what were the odds the bookkeeper was giving?
But I worry for my children of time, for whispers remained. Fragments of possibilities, lost timelines seeped into the consciousness of my Time Lords. I hoped that these hushed echoes should never come to pass.
In those days, I kept an egg collection, carefully arranged in an Airfix Lancaster bomber box. I had them embedded in sawdust, in ranks, smallest to largest, from wren to chaffinch to missile thrush to Canada goose. But I had yet to procure the smallest egg in Britain, the Goldcrest, and, as every schoolboy knew, the large...